We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We are beginning at the top of the Amud Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph. We bring down the Mishnah, and because it has Shaykhus to Machloikis, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, by Hektish, we're bringing down this Mishnah. Not awesome. Behema Shenimtzas Mirushalayim and Migdal Eda. If you find a behema roaming around, it's lost between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eda. So then, like Rashi says, we assume that Roiv behemas that come from, get lost from Yerushalayim are Karbonis, because that's the animals brought into Yerushalayim, usually Karbonis, so you're worried this might be a carbon. So, and that direction, that amount, how far Migdal Eda is from Yerushalayim, to any direction, you go any direction that far, the halacha is that you find a behema, you assume it's a carbon. So therefore, if you want to fix it and make sure that this behema is, you do the correct thing with it, so zacharim, if it's a zachar, you bring it as an oila. Nekeva, if you find a nekeva, it's zifche shlamim. We know that an oila is brought dafka from a zachar, and shlamim can be brought either from the nekeva or from zacharim. So if it's a zacharim, you assume it's an oila. If it's a nekeva, you assume it's a shlamim. The truth is, shlamim could be also a zachar. So who said a zachar is oila? Heck, you bring a oila. Maybe it's a shlamim. And a shlamim and oila are completely different kavanas. The shlamim is eaten, and the oila is kakula kol. The whole thing is burnt. So heck, you say that you bring it as oila. Maybe it's a shlamim. This person, he wants to fix up the mesakin and do what's correct with behema without actually being makir the behema. What he wants to do is to be paided on other money. He takes the behema and he says, I want to be mechalal this behema on the money here. And you bring two sets of money, and one, let's say it's a zachar, and one set of the money you bring oila, the other one you bring a shlamim, and therefore you're for sure covering for the behema. So we're taking here a behema that we're assuming it's a carbon, and I'm doing a chil on it, I'm being paid, I'm redeeming it, basically I'm transferring the kedusha onto money, and in the case where it's a shiloh, if it's a oila or a shlamim, you bring two, let's say the value is $100, you bring $200, and each $100 you bring a different carbon. You say, if the thing I found is a oila, so then the kedusha should go on this money. And if not, this oil will be a carbon adava. And the other one also, if this is shlamim that goes on to $100, if not, that would be a carbon adava. That's the etzer yidu, hocha balocha v'dmei maskinam. V'hocha kama, chashin and shem oilus, maybe it is an oil, and maybe it's a shlamim. Ay, how can you do such a chil? How can you do such a transfer from a behemoth to money? Ramei yid omar, hektish b'meizim mischal. And we're going to quote Ramei holds that you can be mechalel hektish b'meizim. So here also, I'm being mechalel the behemoth onto the money. That's what Rashi learns, that we find Rameya holds Hegdash Mezi Vizchal. So since Bemezir, I could be, if I use Hegdash Mezi, it becomes Chulin. Here also, I could be Moitzi this behemoth to Chulin and transfer the Kedusha to the money. Now, Tosis has a question on that. Tosis says, we never find that Rameya holds you could do a transfer, a Chilul, from animal to money. That you never find. That's not Rameya Shita. And you never, that's a hard thing to say, that you can make a pidyon on Tamimim, pastors. A behemoth that's a tamim is not a balmum. Behemoth that's complete is not a balmum. It can't be paided. If it has to be brought as a carbon, it can't be paided. So here, who said you could paid it? Say, Rameir? Rameir just said that hektish bemezid is mischal. That means if you're moyel, you do me'ila, by a hektish bemezid, it goes a chulin. Where do you see anything that he holds? You could be paid, you could transfer kedusha off a tamim? That's Taisa's kasha on Rashi. And therefore, Taisa says that according to the Gemara means to say, according to our mayor, here what you'll do is on purpose you'll be mechavim to steal it and to buy it, and therefore if it goes lechulin, and that's how you could be mishana and becomes lechulin, and therefore you're going to try to pay back the money, and you bring two sets of money, one if it's oil, one if it's shlam. I read the Taisus inside the Maschal Amar Avayisha lekach perish read, and the Taisus l'dolim tam v'alma the tmim ein niftim. There's no pidyon on tmimim. She's trying to buy it from Hektish and steal it. Liska's boy, Lishani's boy. V'chay gavna shari becomes chulin. V'achas shayitziel chulin. After he makes the chulin, all of a diet, loch of a demam. He wants to try to then fix up his mistake here, or fix up what he did, and he's gonna bring two sets of money, one for oil and one for shlam. V'reite gemara kasha siphon like Rashi, siphon like Tosfos. We're saying according to our mayor, b'mezir like mechalol. And take the kedusha off the behema. Side, if it's Tosis, it's derech gezelo, according to Rashi, derech pidyon. Freit the Gemara, but kedusha aguf from mischal. Is it possible, even when you do a meila on kedusha aguf, do you ever find it goes lechulin? There's two types of kedusha. Kedusha damim, which means that something its value belongs to Hekdesh. Kedusha Guf means that this thing itself is royu for a carbon, royu for hektish. And that's a stronger type of hektish. Who said that comes off anyway with Mila? But Kedusha Guf means Mishal, but now look at the Mishnah. Ein moyel acha moyel b'mekadoshim. It's not possible to have Mi'ila after Mi'ila, because once you do Mi'ila, it goes to Chulun, so it's not possible to have Mi'ila again. But there are two exceptions. El Behemah v'Klisharis Levan. By Behemah and Klisharis, there it's possible to have Mi'ila after Mi'ila. Why? Because it doesn't go to Chulun when you do Mi'ila. Ketzad. Ha'erecha v'agabi Behemah. Someone's riding Behemah. Bacha v'erecha v'agabi. This Behemah that was hectic. I said it's not a Behemah for Oila. And you start riding the Behemah. He's chayiv for Mi'ila. Bacha v'erecha v'agabi. Kula malo. Do all chayiv Mi'ila. Same thing, he had a kais shozov that was that was part of the kli sharis. It was a kli sharis that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. So there was the same halacha, that someone's shoysa of a kais shozov from a kli sharis, and bach avera, his friend came with shasa, and then his chaver came with shasa, bach avera shasa, bach avera shasa, kula mal, the all mail. Why? Because kli shah guf is not mischal. So the kasher is hacky said kedusha guf is mischal l'chayra. Here you see when it comes to kedusha guf, something has a kedusha alone that it itself is used for kedusha. So used for a carbon, it can't have chil on that. So what is how could it work over here? And the gemara, no, it's not a kasher. Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda. Then we're saying Rav Meir. Afraid the gemara. No, it's, so first of all, why did it say Rav Yehuda? So Rashi explains because it's mashma that the other things go l'chulin. And here we're talking about shaygig. Why? Because it says me'ila. Me'ila is only by shaygig. We know Rav Meir holds with shaygig, it doesn't go l'chulin. And here, the everything else besides Behema and Klisharas goes l'chulin. So it must be going according to Rav Yehuda. So it's very good. Rav Meir will argue. Meir holds Klisharas Kuvim is Chal amazing. Because Rav Yehuda holds, Rav Yehuda holds not. That's this misses Rav Yehuda. Right, the Gemara, I only know Rav Yehuda and Meir argue about shaygig amazing. But I never knew the argument of Klisharas Kuvim. So look at the Gemara inside. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shaygig usually hektish goes l'chulin, v'kedusha guf, which is stronger, loy mischal doesn't go l'chulin. So Rameh and Ami, after the hektish meizim mischal, even though hektish meizim is mischal, that's by a regular kedusha's domim. But kedusha guf loy mischal. Who said kedusha guf? It goes l'chulin. So which means, like Rashi explains, like we just explained outside, Rashi says that Parchinam midrav Yehuda nishval Rav Meir bechilul mezid the haplaktayu lesser the whole machlokes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is elva mezid v'shoygig al b'kusha guf because a dom ein machlokes b'neim va'oyse hekdeshem mischal Rav Yehuda v'shoygig is not mischal mezid Rav Meir. So what we must say is a new machlokes Rav Yehuda. So Gemara says no, it's not a right from Rav Yehuda to Rav Meir. Rav Yehuda holds b'kusha guf is not mischal because it's a shoygig. He's talking about a shoygig. He's not mechavim. Hasam loy kamachavim lafkirin or lechulin. Hachu kamachavim kinu lechulin. Here's such a mezid. So therefore, you're trying to be mafkir lechulin. Therefore, it's better. And therefore, if you're a mayor, it's very possible even to shag guf will go lechulin. So right now, we're saying pshat in this mishnah that the eitz is the mechal for the kedusha off the behema onto the money, or taisa is a little different. But in any case, we're saying a mayor holds you could do that. Why? Because a mayor holds that even kedusha guf can be mechal. And that mishnah says that a behema kedushar is not shag go lechulin. It's a going to Rabbi Yehuda or going to Rabbi Yehuda, not going to a mayor. Break the gemara. Imasham le a mayor because kachim. Because the kalam is only find the only place you find a mayor holds that it's mischalal is only by you only find it by kachik kadoshim. That's the only time we're asking Rav Eishia that that's designed the Mishnah in Shkal Mekah Meir, and it's even by case of let's say shlamim, which is kachik kalam. You only find a mayor's halacha by like let's say kachik bedegabayis. That's called kachik more so because it's kulay gavaya. Mashenkein Shlomim, which is Kosher Kalam, has a little bit to the Bailam also, and therefore it's not the same thing. Now, what would be the difference? So you could tie now that maybe only by Kacha Kachim there, Chil of Amazed works. Why? Because there, it's such a bazillion I'm doing the Kacha Kachim, so it works. But Shane came by Kacha Kalam, which is half mine anyway, maybe there it doesn't go to Chulun. That's Mara's question. And for the Gemara, Amalei, Amalehu, Ahum Rabbanim, Reakav Shmei, Kavachaymer. If Kachu Kachim is Chalim, Kachu Kachim is Kachim, if Kachu Kachim is so much Kedusha, is Chalim, of course Kachu Kachim is Vashur Mishal. Itvanami, Amra Chalim Bar Akiva, Amra Vesi Bar Chino, Amra Meir, Hektish Vesi Mishal. When you have Hektish and you were Moyal Vemezit, it goes to Chulin, Vashoy Gigim Mishal. And he says, clearly, that's what he holds, that Abada of Kachikachim is Chalim, of course, Kachikachim as well, has the same halacha that according to Rameir, the Mezim is Chalim. And here we're saying, even Kedusha Aguf will be Mishchal. So Ad Kan, Rav Oshia's Pshat in the Mishnah that says that if you find these behemoths, you turn it into oilis and turn it into shlomim. It means, you first transfer off the Kedusha, and that's the Pshat in the Mishnah Shkalim, you transfer off the Kedusha onto money, and you bring oila and a shlomim.